Hello and welcome to another Everyday Action Commentary. It's our commentary for July 2022. I'm your host, Zach. This time we have Chris.
Hello.
And for this month, we are doing something we like to do every once in a while, which is Chris, you and I like to watch like just ridiculous 80s and 90s like movie trailers from like straight to video or like just random, very limited theatrical, but like, yeah, like from like PM Entertainment and like whatever Action International Pictures, like that kind of thing. Yep. Like sub canon. Like these aren't even like canon level. This is like they didn't even hit theaters. There was like it's on VHS in a back room somewhere. And then the good thing about those two is that like most of the time if you see one that seems ridiculous enough, you can like find it actually in full on YouTube because no one cares.
Or just the production company went out of business years ago.
Yeah, no one knows who owns the rights anymore, so no one is like searching for them. But yeah, so we saw a trailer a little bit ago for a movie called Executive Targets, which is from 1997, and it is a Michael Madsen starring action movie where apparently he is a stunt driver who is in jail or gets sprung out of jail or something, and then he is forced to kidnap the president of the United States, who's played by Roy Scheider.
It was a very regal actor. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how they roped him into this.
And also Keith David's in it. And then also I think like Angie Everhart is like Keith David's like main henchman or something. it seems very ridiculous. So that's why we're like, yes, we need to watch this at some point.
Yep.
It seems like it's gonna be like. I mean, we've never seen it. We've only seen the trailer, but it has vibes of like The Chase, like that Charlie Sheen movie, or like something like that, where it's like this like L.A. car chase movie for the entire time. But yeah, we'll find out. So it's on YouTube in full. And so if you go, it's actually probably have it like embedded on the post on the site with the commentaries. If you head over to the site, and sync it up there, you just go on YouTube, search for Executive Target. We're watching the full screen movies collection version, who has a ton of other all these kinds of movies on there. So very, very like bookmark that YouTube channel. But yeah, so we are pause zero, and then so I'll give a countdown. We'll get started here. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
It looks like a phone company.
PM Entertainment was a very big, like a lot of movies trailers you watch, Chris, are like PM Entertainment. Who knows who owns them now? Like, I'm sure they went out of business and then they were just like, Amazon probably owns them or something, and they don't even realize it.
They like walked into the sunset and then never came back. I think this is Chicago.
Yeah. This is also like straight up rip off like Hans Zimmer music. Like this is like.
Look, it's got like a pre-Speed soundtrack too.
Speed or like The Rock or something, which is like
yes.
Hans Zimmer like.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It was like the dubstep sound of the early 90s.
Yeah.
Also, this is Roy Scheider just describing like New Yorker, like Chicago people. Like,
Roy Scheider
at this point,
the president.
And the narrator. What a weird way to start your movie. Just Roy Scheider rambling on about the American people.
Yeah.
He's not even, like, getting interviewed. He's just talking to his, like, militant, like, guy.
He's, like, the Secretary of Defense or something.
But he's, like, dressed for, like, an award ceremony. What's going on?
It's like he thinks the Vietnam War is still going on.
Is he here to recruit Rambo? I like how Roy Scheider is such a, like a wacky 90s president. Look at those suspenders.
Yeah.
Like he's
got like a southern accent.
Yeah, after I think about that rock soundtrack, like I just cannot hear this
Yeah,
song
like
without
how
thinking
does
about the car
this?
chase.
This is probably so small, like so under the radar. Like Hans Zimmer could have sued that probably. He could have been like, "Yo, like
What year did this movie come out in?
1997." So
Oh yeah, it's like
Rock was like
right.
94 or something. So it's like,
Was it?
yeah, Rock was definitely
No,
way
I thought The
before
Rock was
this.
like 97 or 96.
It was, I mean, it's definitely before this movie. And Crimson Tide too. Crimson Tide had the same kind of score.
Ooh, you're
That
right.
was
You're right.
not
Crimson Tide.
Zimmer.
Oops. I'm depressed.
Oh yeah, so we've also we so the director of this movie, Joseph Mirehi, we've seen one of his movies before, Chris. It was
What?
actually basically the same thing where we saw like a random trailer and watched the movie. It was Final Impact, that like Lorenzo Lamas like
Oh.
kickboxing movie. He directed that. He directed pretty much every movie trailer we've seen. Probably he's directed like at least half the movies.
I mean, he
Max
knows how to
Force
make
4.
like funny trailers. Like,
Yeah.
unfortunately, like his movies shouldn't be that, you know?
Area 55. Just on the street from Area 51, it's Area 55.
That's like across. That's like the next like block, you know? Like that's not even the next house.
Yeah.
Also, what's in Area 55 that like it looks like it's from the future?
Yeah. Wow, that is a
Wow.
very bad superimposing on
Yeah,
screen.
but that's like the Air 55 had like the first flat screen TV
Yeah,
in
that's clear. That's
1997.
they cleared. They had like a, they obviously had like a blue or green screen. Did they even have a green screen in the 90s? I don't know. It was definitely blue
No,
screen.
they
They
put, you
just
know what they
like.
did? They just had like a code and they're like, fuck it, we'll just project Roy Schneider's face in this thing. It'll make sense later.
Yeah.
Alex Jones.
God, the score just keeps going. It hasn't
Oh, it's
stopped.
the same song?
It's the same song. It hasn't stopped for like the 5 minutes. Now since like it's like lull. You know, it'd be funny if like Keith David was the president, because then we could have like the like this is like the secret Rick and Morty prequel.
This is a like a prison band from like Jersey? What is this?
It's like L.A.
No, it's Chicago.
No, like
Oh, this
the
is LA, right?
yeah, the bus is in L.A.
Ah, this movie's international. Or
Going coast to coast.
statewide.
Yeah. What if the score just never stops for the entire movie?
One giant
It's
long
just one,
musical.
it's just an hour and a half long song.
Wait, are these guys running into this van, this like transport, like kamikazes? Because they like
Yeah.
don't look like they're gonna come back from that.
That was not a like Fast and Furious precision strike.
Yeah, just keep throwing guys at it. That's how you get this thing. Now this looks like a Joker plan.
Yeah.
Because the first car thing just seemed like bad traffic. It didn't
Yeah.
seem like it, Oh, everyone's dead. Good plan.
Yeah, they're trying to distract people on the bus. So let's blow the bus, like kill everyone on the bus and blow it up.
It's a safety move.
Yeah.
That Michael Manson, they did this for him? Michael Manson kind of delivered that like he just was like getting cut off in line at a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a few other people here, and they you know.
I mean, this is like Heat.
Except they're just standing there. Like the cops are just driving like I don't know, like just like. Explode ready cars. I mean, this does remind me of a Six Flags stunt show.
Oh God, not that guy.
I think the truck's my favorite character so far.
Jesus, what are the cops carrying? Like kerosene or? Like,
see, I noticed that after the first three, but now it's got to the point where it's like, what is up with these LAPD? They're always like carrying like glycerol or something.
Yeah, why is like everyone's in California, but everyone's like feels acting like they're from Jersey or New York or something. What the fuck you doing over there, eh?
Yeah, walking here.
Was that Michael Madsen in like one of the Driver games?
No, he was like inspiring the look, but I don't think he was in it. There was like a like two of the Driver's game kind of look like him. I don't think he was. I don't know. I feel like it'd be nice if he did.
Yeah, I think he was like in, I think he was in Driver 3.
Ah.
So that's not like it's like this is like it's this is just like a Driver movie now. Did Tarantino write the script or something or like Martin Scorsese or just dropping F like this? Where's this on the all-time list of like F-bombs? It's gotta be up there.
It's trying to like be edgy. I mean, honestly, it's not too bad the driving sequences, except when they like rough cut like this, when they just zoom into Michael Manson looking like he's just lost.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that truck?
Budweiser? Wait, how did he get above the truck?
The truck turned into a ramp.
For a budget movie, like that's surprisingly out of decent like car stunts. Like it's becoming like a Blues Brothers type of car crashes.
Now. Yeah.
This is only what, like first 10 minutes of the movie?
12 minutes of the movie, yeah.
This is like a climax scene. Oh my, this is a speed. They definitely need to know what I'm talking about.
So there's actually a baby, not kids. It was just cats.
It was a speed baby.
Yeah. I like how it's like there's been literally no plot. It's just been like this insane.
I know the Roy Scheider talking about the American people.
Yeah,
that was sort of plot, but it didn't describe anything.
Like, these people broke Michael Madsen out of a prison bus, and now he's just like driving through LA.
I mean, this is like a video game, so yeah. I kind of see if also, you kind of say.
Also, just a score update. The score has not stopped. It's literally been nonstop music for the entire movie.
Really?
Yeah, it literally has been the same. Like, it's slightly changed, but it's been, like, nonstop music.
Interesting.
The composer is just like, oh, I gotta do music for a movie. Like I said, I gotta write a straight hour and a half of music, I guess.
I mean, granted, it's all like background music. I don't think we're gonna get a song with lyrics, so they just stitched everything together to be seamless. It was because I didn't notice it.
Yeah, but I mean, it stops sometimes. Like, it's gotta stop at some points.
Yeah, but it was
like if this chase ever ends, and then there's like a dialogue scene or something, you can't like it's you gotta stop. This is like remember Action USA, Chris?
Yep, I remember.
It's just like a showcase for like stunts stuff like.
See, like, I'm actually pretty impressed by how much, like, realism they're using with, like, throwing cars around.
Well, that's the thing, too, about, like, the 90s. Like even though this is probably, like, straight to video, like, this is, like, a million times better.
Before that?
Oh, man, if I stopped.
One break.
How long was that?
Yeah, what
you're
saying?
Like, this is, like, a straight to video 90s movie, but it still looks like it's, like, if you see like a straight to video movie now, it looks like this is like a million times better than.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, this is like a crazy amount of like thought went into it compared to like a TV like CGI blob that'd be like playing.
Yeah, compared to like an Asylum movie or just like any sort of like low budget action movie that's shot on an iPhone, like this is like.
Well,
actual,
that's
like,
the beauty about like
stuff. Yeah.
80s and 90s movies is that like they had to use this, like that's a real person.
Yeah.
What? Usually it's the other way around. You don't bully the stripper, you bully the customer.
Yeah, he was like a paying customer. Like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not.
We don't need your money.
You're having too good of a time. You're out of here. Wait. I'm confused. Like, he didn't know about the breakout? Like, what's... Like, they're just like, hey, I just came out of safe jail. Like, you've been in the strip club, like, all day. Like, there's no establishing anything right now.
No.
I think this actor is in your pretty face is going to hell.
He doesn't already have handcuffs with all his other stuff flying around.
Nope. I feel like a shady guy like that would be kind of prepared.
Is he cooking meth? Like, what is he doing?
What is this?
He's cooking racing fuel in his apartment.
Oh my god. This man has, like, brain damage. He can't, like, be, like, puffing this much, like, stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, racing fuel is, like, made in a lab.
Yeah, like having, like, gasoline fumes in, like, a closed apartment.
What's this guy's name?
Bella.
Okay, yeah, Bella's been in Fear the Walking Dead, Sons of Anarchy. Oh, he was the sheriff in Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he looks familiar. What is up with, like, Michael Manson's, like, sound? Like, he sounds less,
like, less Michael Manson-y. Yeah.
He, like, stopped smoking. Like, he sounds very light.
Yeah. Or did he start smoking after this? Well, I guess Reservoir Dogs was, like, way before this, and he was, like,
yeah, but it had better. Yeah. I can't tell. It's just the Ripper listening to, but he sounds very, like, different.
I love my wife.
Wait, like, is that recent? Because it makes it seem like he was, like, recently, like, busted, right?
Yeah.
It seems like he hasn't been in the system. They're taking him to county. So he's just, like, he just got busted with an 18-year-old with a bag of coke. Like,
we said he has 1 year left. So whatever his sentence got for cocaine, I guess.
You see what I mean? Like, everything's the same after how many years, and his friends, like, weren't shocked that he got out and all this. His wife's just been waiting.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's happening in Chicago with the president? Like,
yeah, how's the president get? Because we've been in LA for like 30 minutes, like.
Whoa, I did not see that happen.
Like the cops that reintroduce is like side characters just got killed.
Yep. Michael Manson's called Nick James.
Yeah.
Like forgetting character names. I'm just like he dresses like Ace Ventura too. You know, I can speak to cars. Did you hear about my brother, Ace? Take him to, like, the Hoover Dam?
Yeah.
You know, for a high-tech, like crew and all this, the guy still puts a gun where his crotch is. Like, that's...
Yeah.
He's still, you know, like, it's just, what? Like, this is an official op or something, and then your crew is just, like, randos? Okay. It's definitely our version of the movie, because no way in hell does Keith
David
sound
is
this
high.
High pitched.
Yeah.
Again, this movie has an all-star cast of like random people that PM kidnapped. She's still wearing her like nightie from like
yeah.
a day ago.
They didn't even like let her like she didn't like put on some shoes to sit. She didn't put shoes on.
Like, but it's like sexy shoes. She didn't get like sneakers.
Yeah.
See, like, okay, Ace Ventura, same pants, same color. Like, he's got
yep.
the outfit.
Oh boy.
Wait, did they spend like the whole time building this model? Like.
Keith David has way too much time on his hands.
Wait, are they driving RC cars like this? This is awesome.
Yep.
So what did he just break him out of jail so they could play? Like,
I need a friend.
Yeah.
I'm so lonely here.
Okay, is this movie like gonna be clever and use and say this is like a foreshadow or something?
Like he's literally gonna do the exact same moves later on.
Yeah. Where Nick's car like bursts into flames and then like the other person flies off the highway.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the sad, like, reprisal of the executive target theme.
Since we didn't get one, since we didn't let her dress at the house.
Like, they drove out to the desert. That takes like a few hours. I want to know too.
Yeah.
Flirting. Appropriate time. Also, like, the music swells at the weirdest time now.
Yeah.
I think I know what the bait is. Including you, Kim Possible. You know what the insane thing is? Keith David here looks like way younger than he did in They Live. And that movie came out like in the 80s. How is he like, is this the real younger? Keith Davis? Yeah. Right? Like, it's not just me. Like, he looks young.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a real plane or just like a toy on a string?
Is that supposed to be Air Force? Like, do they not know what Air Force One looks like?
They just got like a toy. I think that was a toy.
It's like.
And they went, eh, good enough.
It's this private jet. The president's private jet that he flies around everywhere on.
No, see, right? I don't think Air Force One is the plane. This is the real Air Force One is this.
Yeah.
Oh, Chicago was just like a
campaign stop.
Yeah, but like it served no purpose. Like this is where the movie really should have began for him.
Yeah. What was the whole point of that opening scene? Just establishing Roy Scheider's the president? Also, what the hell is this place? What the hell is Area 55? Like is it actually like a government facility or is it just like they like is it like Stranger Things? Is this like Keith David's like running his own like shadow group? He's like Matthew Modine, right? Like.
Why are they like friends now? Like,
yeah.
I feel like the driver doesn't really. I mean, I get the driver knows his engine and stuff, but Keith Davis is works with this like government where they're just like, wouldn't they know how to build a better car?
He got this off the internet, Chris. I don't think the 1997 internet had like 3D imagery. Like you were going to AOL and getting fucking like
3D an image, schematics. A JPEG. Yeah, like you can get like a 4 meg image took a while.
Yeah.
The fact that I was able to like navigate and go up and show like depth in his office building. Also, who's that like other guy from like Hans Gruber's crew that's there? The big tall blonde dude.
Yeah.
Is this a jail? Or it's like a German dance club? Like, it's kind of like. The decor here is confusing. Because it's America still.
They have like a fancy hotel. Like a Yotel now or something. It's like.
Yeah, like you pay extra for that experience.
Yeah.
I like how he just drives the A-team van. You know, forget the van. Get the truck from the beginning of the movie. That did a lot of action.
Yeah.
Why don't you put money in the meter?
Yeah, like, why would you raise suspicion?
Yeah. Michael Mann's just like doing donuts around the city. Also, not the tall blonde guy who just like, oh, he's alive. It's fine. Okay.
I think that guy.
Killed off already.
I think he's the bad guy, like the evil alien from Dark Angel, the Dolph Lundgren movie.
Oh, I Come in Peace.
Yeah, I Come in Peace. Yeah. Oh man, here we go. Another like 20-minute car chase, probably.
Well, I mean, the soundtrack's been popping, so we're in for like 20 minutes of music.
Also, they're really drawing out this, like, kidnapping the president thing, too. Like, we're almost an hour into the movie. It's like, yeah.
It's like, I don't think it's kidnapping.
That was the whole selling point of the trailer and, like, the descriptions. It's like, Michael Madsen kidnapping the president.
This is all new to us. This part of the movie is just completely, like, not in the trailer.
Yeah. I was expecting kind of like a White House Down, kind of like Michael Madsen and Roy Scheider just, like, driving around for an hour. It's like... I have no sense of like if Michael Madsen is doing his like RC car, like if he's not on any streets or anything. It's
This is the same lesson he was doing with the model? Like I don't know.
I guess if a car explodes in front of him, we'll know. If a car explodes, like another car flies off like an off ramp or something. Also, it's like Michael Madsen put like a Corvette engine in this van.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
It doesn't seem like it's really helping that much if the cops are like easily hitching.
He's not, I don't know, like, if you could just do that and supercharges everything else. What camera is he hacking into to do this?
He's hacking the internets. All of them. It's the power of Area 55.
Well, that poor family that lives in that Winnebago was just gone. Yeah. Or not the Winnebago, whatever, like, pickup
trailer,
truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom! Oh, they explode, wow.
What's happening? You can see it.
Yeah. Oh my god, he's doing donuts! He's doing donuts! He's a madman. Also, I think I got my man says like no reaction.
he's just chilling.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel sorry, he's just kinda like whatever.
Like, what's supposed to be happening in this scene right now? I'm supposed to be hitting a cop car? All right, whatever. I'm not driving. It's like he's out for like a side drive. He's got one hand on the wheel, just like chilling. Like, are they friends now? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what? Is it an insider thing between them? Did we miss, like, a portion of the movie, Zach? Did we, like, black out? What happened?
That motherfucker.
Whoa.
Well, Keith David told her to do that at some point. He was like, give me the ripple. He's a loose cannon. Trying to steal all my fruit. Wow, this is like the ultimate driving through the fruit stand scene. Like,
oh my god, it's like driving through the like whole distributor for LA.
Yeah.
I like how the fruit messed up the truck more than, like, the cops did.
Oh, guys, go through again! I didn't smash it up the first time.
I'm really gonna destroy all these small businesses. Look, his windshield's all more messed up. It's all, like, he's like, slowing down on all the cardboard.
The bodega's getting fruit while I'm here.
Everything could be a ramp if you want it to be.
Oh, Beth Donuts is go-to move.
Did he think, like, he would disappear?
I think he probably, like, yeah, he jumped out.
Okay.
Oh my god, it's a ghost car.
There was never a driver.
There is no Nick James.
He died 20 years ago. Like, who's this?
This is like random henchmen out. They have a whole cafeteria.
Yeah, I mean, it's Area 55, so it's like a government-sponsored building.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is just like PM Studios, like, catering hall.
Who the hell, like, who's that guy now?
Why does it make it seem like they've worked for each other for a long time and all that, right? It just seems like...
I've been dealing with this shit for years, Nick.
Yeah. See, this movie makes more sense if Nick was originally a...
Like, criminal?
Like, baby driver.
Yeah.
And he wants out. And then it's like, because he wants out, they're gonna, like, kill him so that he can't tell anyone, like, how they work and all that, or where they are. You know, that's a better movie.
Yeah. He gave the wrong 18-year-old girl a ride one night, and she had cocaine, and he's done. And he was a stunt driver, race car driver. So we're basically there's like 30 minutes left of this movie, and they're finally getting to like the kid at the president part. The title of the movie, Executive Targets.
So I'm also confused where like Did they just get paid to kidnap the president and all this has been leading up to this?
What was the whole point of this bank robbery then?
See? I don't know.
Because they're getting money for taking out the president. Why do they need more money from a bank? Like, I guess, like, see how good Nick is, maybe? I don't
know. But then the escape kind of proved that. I don't see, like, it's such a weird reason.
Yeah. Well, there's probably at least one more car chase. I feel like they shot all the car chases first and were just like, come up with a movie around these three car chases.
Can't get patriotic here
oh
for
boy.
Some weird reason. You know, even with the credit scene, this movie has 15 minutes left, if you think about it.
Yeah.
What is happening? Like, all this is setting up for, like, the rest of the movie, but for all I know, it's one scene.
Yeah.
This buildup of, like, yeah, like, betray your country, just, you know, spend your money, get payback, and then it's like... All he's going to do is tell Roshan to get in the car and then just drive donuts.
Yeah, the whole selling point of this movie is Michael Madsen's going to kidnap the president. And it's like, it's on the VHS box. It's the trailer. It's the name of the movie. It's like, yeah, it's like literally the last 50 minutes of the movie is going to be like. The trailer we saw must have been like all from the last 50 minutes of the movie.
It wasn't bad. Like, the first, like, the car scenes aren't bad.
No, it, yeah.
They're cheesy in a fun way, but.
Yeah, there's some, like, some pretty impressive, like, practical car stuff. Like, old school, like, ramps and explosions and flips and stuff.
All right, what's happening now?
She turned down by like police violence. Like, oh boy,
this is Keith Davis.
Oh yeah, this is what I really paid for.
This was my true goal.
It's Jammer. Like, this is working on your laptop. What are you watching over there? Oh, it's that guy!
Oh,
remember
no,
for the first minute of the movie?
Which friend is he talking about?
General, what's his name? Whatever. The president's staying in the Hyatt?
High class. Like, is this the beginning of the movie when they're walking through? Like, I feel like they just are editing this, right? Like, it looks like the same. If you tell me the shot where he was off to his thing, the secret servant was telling him, this is the same shot. Mm-hmm. Like, him getting ready. And the same, like, Crimson Tide theme song.
Yeah. Now he's fully in. Ahmed's like fully in like the car from like the chase.
Yeah, they finally had enough money for this budget scene.
Yeah.
Wait, why does he need a bag of money?
He's got money, and they're gonna kidnap the president for more money. Is Keith Dave going to call in and do another rant?
Wait, did he in the movie?
No, I'm saying that he should. It wasn't the maddest money. I think they liked your anti-shark campaign, like, promise.
See, after the Brody family left, he started anew. Sheriff Brody became Mayor Brody. Is this the same cop that, like did the parking the van? Thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the same cop.
What?
He's like excited about guys. Being like kitchen staff. See, this my guy... favorite character's back the truck.
Yeah. Two of them.
Whoa. The team up. Wow, this movie has a lot of money to, like, have all these vehicles, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he knows what these trucks are about to do next. feel like you just can't do that, right? Like,
what, like,
ram a Mack truck into things? I feel like the Mack truck drivers are like the, oh, like that would have murdered. See what I mean? Like that, they would have murdered everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to assassinate, maybe, but. Like, why show the bank robbery? These guys are, like, insanely organized.
Yeah.
Why do that? Just give it to you guys. What? Wait, we knew this would be the last few minutes of the movie, but goddamn, they're throwing everything at this one scene. I got worse shows, I'm not even questioning anything.
What? I guess your machine gun, those guys blew up.
They had, like, explosive rounds.
Yeah.
You know, common explosive rounds. It has been shot, like, 5 times already. Like, that's the same helicopter shot that exploded before.
Also, how are Michael Madsen and the president, like, still, like, they should be, like, way away from this, like, battle.
They should be a few miles.
Just drive around in circles, like...
I told you, he's just gonna do donuts.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to see half this fight. I feel like he's already rich.
Yeah, he has his own, like, underground bunker of, like, and he can hack the internets. Like,
so he's just like, I want, like, a little bit more?
Why doesn't he use all his, like, internet power to, like, just rob banks digitally or something? Like, man, he's double-crossing them! It feels like they're not even in the same car with each other. Like, it feels like they just, like, shot scenes separately and just, like, put them together. We're going to a friend's house. Step on it. Okay.
Yeah, like, they're very chill. Like, Rush and I have been fighting him, and then deceiving a plan, just, this is gonna happen to me.
Yeah. It's like submarine radar. Man, they blew up a lot of cop cars this movie. They must have got y'all like just like old cop cars. So we still don't know what that money's for.
This movie is like 8 minutes left. How is there more plot?
Yeah.
You stole the dude from Jaws? Why'd you steal the dude from Jaws? Smart move.
Is that like a tape recorder? Is that like a cassette player? Put this bomb on the wall.
I'm Rob Schneider, pissed off.
With two big trucks, that's it.
I'm all you got. You gonna say that? How does the president not know about Area 55?
Yeah.
Just these two men?
You're not gonna say like a whole commando squad or something, like, to the people who wanted to kidnap you?
Is that why you're so confident? Really? Like sex perv?
Yeah.
Wow, they're fast friends now. That look that Rorschach Schneider gave is like, you've paid me enough for my dialogue. Like, I don't say anything else now.
Yeah. Is my one day of shooting almost done?
He gets paid by the line. Or the read. Also, can they give him, like, a better bag over his head? He looks like he's in a garbage bag.
Yeah, but, like, where's, like, a... Just put, like, a hood over his head or something. It's like Area 55 is in like the like Sequoia National Forest or something. Like Keith David just literally has like a like anywhere he needs to see ever anywhere in the world he just has a camera there apparently.
Yeah. What is happening? Who are these, like, commando ninjas in the trunk?
Trunk commando!
I did like that commando like did that and was just kind of like,
back in the truck.
Yeah, I guess I'll go back in here.
So two commandos, a stunt driver, and a sex pervert marine, or like mechanic, ex-marine, are gonna take down this whole facility.
Yep, they got this whole thing. No, I think more marines.
Is that the trunk? Is that trunk commando? Like, just send that guy to just do everything. Like, why is he not doing just like doing everything?
No, I think there's more marines. Cause it's okay. Like, were they three? Cause who are these guys?
Well, I think the guy in the beret is trunk ninja. Yeah.
Okay. Who are these other two guys? Also, why does Michael Manson know how to shoot now as a stunt driver?
Yeah. I learned it in prison.
Truck commando.
That guy's got to be, like, he's got to be, like, a stunt, like, some sort of, like, famous, like, a martial arts guy or something.
No, Trump Commando!
The best character in the movie!
Next to, like, the truck. Wow. We curved in nothing.
Bello, no!
No!
Michael Manson going full John Woo. Yeah, it's fine. I don't care.
Bye, Bella. Whatever. That was the end.
Compared to like how extended the car chases are, that was such a weirdly abbreviated action sequence.
Holy shit, that wasn't even dramatic. The guy's partner screamed Cherry Coke, then died.
Yeah. And then yeah, they like just killed Keith David with like no like setup or like just like bam, bam, you're dead. Also, do you remember the cop that was like, I'm gonna get that fucking Nick James? Like, what happened to that guy?
He died at the beginning. He died in the house.
No, there was the black guy who was like, I'm gonna get that. I'm like, he's mine. I'm gonna get him.
Oh. I don't know what happened.
He got, like, last time we saw him, like, he got an update about, like, the bank heist, I think. And like, he's
not gonna appear again. Hey, yeah. James, and that's it.
Yeah. So the president gave them the money that we still have no idea why the fuck they got that money and robbed the bank for it. Like,
yep. I mean, what we do know is that Nick James is Nick James. Like, I don't even know what else happened to him.
Yeah.
Wait, this, it's not even patriotic. It just ends on Area 55 looks weird. It looks like very like woodsy now instead of like the desert.
Yeah.
So he was an executive target for like an hour, maybe. This whole movie was built on trying to get the president, and he had the president, and it was such a B-light B-plot to everything.
Yeah.
Also, did the did that military guy get in trouble?
Oh, the general,
yeah.
Does anyone know he's involved? Like, cause like Michael Madsen doesn't know who that guy exists.
Yeah.
He killed Keith David for Keith David gonna reveal anything. So that no general whoever. Plan.
And then
whatever like Secretary of Defense or whatever position that guy's in, like he's still like, well, I guess I'll find another way to kill the president or connect the president.
Also, did Angie Everhart die, or she just bumped her head?
They kind of, yeah, this is like bonked her on the head, I guess.
What a weird, like, awesome music to play at the end of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, our copy didn't have the full credits apparently, but
I don't think we needed it.
No, they I think, yeah, we forgot the gist of Executive Target.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Plot wise, it didn't live up to I think what we were expecting, but it still had there was definitely some like ridiculous like 90s action in it. Like, if you want car chases, oh man, like. I definitely feel like they just came up with those three car chases and they were just like, and now we gotta figure out a movie that goes with these.
How do we tie this all together to make sense? Yeah. I mean, partly it's competent, right? Like, if they edit it right, if they just did some things, like, I don't
something
like. Yeah, like, Michael Manson's character was so one-dimensional. He's a good guy that is just in the wrong spot, right? And then
he gave the wrong person a ride, and they had cocaine, and he went to jail for cocaine, even though that person had it. Like, the girl, when the girl, like, she didn't get nothing happened to her. She, like.
Nope, she actually got off scot-free, apparently.
Yeah. It's like, well, you were driving the car, so you're going to jail, Michael Madsen.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know this woman. It's like, well, that's not us. It's whatever, like, weird California law this is, where it's like, it's hitchhiker's rule, like, hitchhiker's cocaine, it becomes driver's cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. He could be he could be something that makes him kind of the criminal, but like, it really was not necessary. They could have just kidnapped his wife and then made him do this, right? Like, they didn't need the fact that he was in jail. Like, that was such a like twist when it just, that part became less and less important, especially when the first set of detectives were like, yeah, like, you know, oh, I know of him. And then they go to his house and they're just immediately killed off screen.
Yeah.
Well, they're implied to be killed, but.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a movie like where the edit, like, there definitely were like two different versions. They just kind of put them together.
Yeah, because it's like less than, well, it's just an hour and 40 minutes, but like, it's definitely like, I mean, even our version on YouTube, like with the credits are cut off, like it's like an hour and 20 minutes or hour and 20, like 25 minutes, 24 minutes. It's like, definitely, it's definitely less than 90 minutes for like the actual movie part of it.
There's not enough plot. I mean, there's a lot of plot, but like, it's not coherent.
That whole bank heist thing is just baffling. It's like, it has nothing to do with anything. Like, because it's like they didn't explain like why they needed money, like why, like it was like cut that out, get to the president quicker, like have the whole last half of the movie
focus
be the president,
on
like,
the president.
Yeah,
it's very very unfocused about what they wanted to do. I feel like there could be a better version. Like, I'm not trying to diss it as like it's not entertaining, because it was entertaining.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, definitely, like, if you want to show people and be like, this was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This was a movie where basically Michael Manson just sort of smiled and waved at cameras and looked like he was bored half the time.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of like if you're straight to video 90s action, this is there's a lot of, like, lived up to, like, I think we're expecting, except for like the plot. Like the plot, the trailer in Box is like super deceptive about the actual plot of the movie, but
oh yeah, I'm gonna have a hard time trying to figure out the right poster to put on this later.
If explosions and car chases and cars flipping off ramps and like, yeah, it was definitely very like I mentioned earlier, very Action USA of like, we're just gonna show a bunch of stunts, like I have to come up with a plot later, I guess. You know, the only thing they didn't have was like a guy on fire. That was the only like classic stunt they were missing, of like just someone getting set on fire, just like running around. Like,
yeah,
there was no burn stunts. And then there's a little bit of martial arts from Trunk Commando, but
oh man, I'm gonna miss Trunk Commando. There's so many like fun side characters, the truck, Trunk Commando. Mm-hmm. Even the cop that were so like, oh okay, it's the old cop, young cop, and they're gone.
Yeah. And then the other cop that we just don't know, he'll never know what happened to Dick James. He's spent his whole career, he's trying to have a cork board with like red lines going, just like, I'm gonna find him one of these, I'll find him one of these days. He's never gonna, like, I don't believe he's gone. I'm gonna find you, Dick James. But yes, that was Executive Target. So it was definitely a 90s action movie. And we'll be back next month with something else. I don't know. I think we got to figure out probably not another 90s action movie. But I'm sure we'll definitely come back to this at some point. We'll like watch a bunch of trailers again and try to figure and see which one jumps out to us. But yes, I think that'll do it for this month's commentary. Definitely head back next month for another one and come back for the regular podcast every week and all the stuff that's happening on everynation.com. And so for Chris, I'm Zach, and we will see you next time.
For more Everything Action, head to www.everythingaction.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at EVAction, on Facebook by searching for Everything Action, and follow us on Instagram at everything.action. You can also subscribe and get more episodes on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.